नमस्कार। The infinite Brahma, the eternal one, is everywhere. That one is always with you, closer than you can possibly imagine. The knower of all of your actions, the witness of your entire being. You are indeed the child of that infinite Guru. You are the child of the infinite, the sons and daughters of the Eternal One. That one, like a father, a mother, with her child, with his child, loves you unconditionally, cares for you completely. You have a relationship to a personal relationship with the God, with the Guru, with the One. And there is a cosmic relationship. This is the Ota and Proto Yogas, the personal relationship and the cosmic relationship, for everything in this universe is made of God, is made of the One Eternal Self, the One Infinite Being. The Infinite Brahma encompasses both the manifest and the unmanifest. But at the same time, that Infinite One has a personal, deep relationship to you. That One is the self of yourself, the source of your being, the witness of your life, of your existence as an individual. And for you as a person, as an individual, that One is your closest companion, the One who stays with you through thick and thin. You may sometimes feel that presence with you, other times you don't feel it because your mind is turned to the world and external events, and you forget that internal presence. But that One is the heart of your heart, the core of your being, an internal presence that is always with you, that you have a personal relationship to. That One, that God, that Guru is the beloved of your heart. And your home, your resting place you search for, is with that One, is in the arms of that One. That is your place where you belong, with that most beloved of your heart. All beings search for happiness, and that search is ever ongoing. And you find your happiness in the small things of life, in the joys and pleasures, and in those you love. But all things of time come and go. They are for a time and then they pass. But Parama Purusha, that supreme divine being, that God Self, is timeless, immortal. That One does not change with the sands of time. And so that love always remains. All other loves reflect that love. And in everyone you love, in the heart of that love, is that divine beloved, that true self of yourself, that one. That is the source of your being, the love of your heart, and the true holder of your happiness. When you find that love, that beloved, the love which is full and lasting, then you find true happiness. And you can find it in the love you feel with friends and family and animals and plants and nature. The love you feel connecting you to others. That love, that is that love. That love is that love expressing in form. But that love, though the forms change, the love is eternal. The love never leaves you. You may grieve for the forms that you lose of loved ones, but the love itself never leaves you. Never. That one is always there, even in your darkest hour. Always there for you. So return to that beloved of your heart always. And find your true happiness in the inner connection that you have to that love and its expression in all the loves of your life, all the joys of your life. Find your happiness always and stay connected to your most beloved. Right.